This is Will Cooper with the Smooth Drawers Radio Show. I'm here at the 2017 IPCPR Trade Show and Convention. I am here with Carson Serino of Serino Cigar Company. Carson, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Carson, tell us a little about Serino Cigar Company for our audience who may not be familiar with them.
Okay, well, the Serino Cigar Company is a project that my father, who has been in the business, it's a kind of accumulation of all of his previous experience. He's been in the industry for 20 years with APS Distributors and Nino Vasquez, searching to create premium high-end sticks over the past few years, or past, 5 years. A couple years ago, we met Omar Gonzalez-Alamon of the La Corona factory and partnered with him to roll out the Serino Cigar Company and produce all the products for us. Omar, he has all of his own, he has his own factory in Esteli, Nicaragua, his own fields, farm, so it's a completely vertically integrated factory, and that's what we were looking for with creating high-end premium sticks. So we have two farms, one in Esteli, one in Jalapa, and then a wrapper farm in Ecuador. So that's what mostly all the stuff that comes out of La Corona. And so it's based on a partnership with my father, La Corona, and some brands we're putting out right now.
And Omar and La Corona, this is a name he's been behind some pretty big stars.
Yeah, he came from Cuba in Havana, where he ran the La Corona factory there, which is famous for putting out some very well-known stuff. Made some Romeo and Julietas, Por La Ranja, Hoyo de Monterreys, and a couple of the Monte Cristo facings. He also made for, out of his own factory in Esteli, Nicaragua, HR, the Jarocho Urbana line is out of there.
Yep, yeah, so he's a name, obviously he's a name who's been around for a while, and he's worked with your father to create four really good blends under the Serino Royale line. Let's start with the Connecticut one, because that's a very, very interesting Connecticut.
Yeah, it's an Ecuadorian Connecticut. It's Jalapa and Esteli filler, Jalapa binder. On the triple, though, in the filler, there's a little bit more Esteli, so it's got some strength to it. It's creamy, got some citrus notes, has, Connecticut characteristics, but also has a lot of flavor to it. So it's not your standard Connecticut.
Very, very flavorful Connecticut there. Now, the next one is my personal favorite, as I was telling you. That's the Medio. What can you tell us about that?
The Medio is a very flavorful. It's a Habano Claro, nice cedar, vanilla, kind of toasted almond notes. It's Medio just means medium. It's a very medium bodied. Doesn't really waver under light, mild, and it doesn't really get past medium plus. I would also say it's one of our most accessible ones. It's something that a novice could smoke and not be overpowered by it. And it's something flavorful enough, rich enough, that even Maduro smokers can enjoy during the day.
And speaking of Maduro, you actually have not one, but you have two Maduros under the Serino Royale line.
Yeah, we have the Maduro and then the Maduro Double X, which people refer to it as now, but it meant in the beginning Maduro 20th anniversary. That was our favorite coming out of the factory. The difference between the two, the Maduro line and the red boxes, is a big gauge cigar. It's a blend tweak for bigger gauges. I think it smokes best in the 60s. We have two different 60 gauge lines under the Maduro blend. And then the Maduro Double X is done in more of traditional sizes, 48 to 54 gauges, really standard traditional sizes. And that's my personal favorite, really well balanced. It's not even a full Maduro, it's medium plus, medium to full. And what we're looking for on that cigar is balance. Pretty much how we blend all of our stuff. We just want richness and balance to our cigars.
Carson, we haven't gotten into it, but what's your role now with the company?
My role is I handle Southeast Territory and all the big accounts across the country, so kind of the national sales manager. My main title is vice president. I do all the marketing, set up marketing contracts as well with, all of our fellow sponsors that we're proud to have on board, Cigar Coop being one of them. And I also started designing, doing some more packaging stuff with our new line, Wayfarer, which is my personal blend that we're releasing as well, so...
And that was, Wayfair is an interesting project, because you said, yes, you were involved with that as a personal blend, but it's also a second-generation blend, because you're working on it with Omar's son.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of the two sons thing. Louis Omar, Omar's son, you know, God bless him for working with me, and how many times we went back to the drawing board to make sure it was the right blend. And the Wayfair story in general is kind of really interesting. It's kind of a story of blunders. It all started off when me and my girlfriend, we took a backpacking trip to Iceland. We were about an hour before an international flight at the airport, or getting ready to go to the airport. I left all of my cigars in my car because, you know, she was yelling at me. Made me get my stuff, get ready, get to the airport. So when I got to Reykjavik, I picked up a bunch of Cuban cigars, which I wasn't really familiar with. I don't smoke a lot of Cubans being in the industry. I smoke mainly, you know, our stuff, our, you know, a lot of our other fellow manufacturers, Honduras, Dominican, Nicaragua. And I really just fell in love with the profile. The name Wayfarer means a backpacker, and that's what we did while we were going through Iceland. We backpacked from Reykjavik to Hofen because we were doing a Northern Lights tour. And it originally was going to be called the Aurora Borealis, which is the term for the Northern Lights, but then we realized that is not a good name for a cigar, and no one would be able to pronounce it, and it would probably just get lost. So went back to the drawing board, and Wayfair was born. And it's a very Cuban-styled cigar, medium-bodied, flavorful, a lot of sweetness to it. It's a very jalapa-heavy, and then you also have some spice to it from the Corojo wrapper and filler.
Yo, that's great, and that's debuting this week at the trade show.
Yeah, it's debuting right now. We have it here to show to retailers. It's pretty much already almost all sold out, so we're very thankful for all the retailers that have gotten on board and partnered with us for this line. And we'll probably ship in about 4 to 5 weeks once everything has came from the factory, rested a bit, and we find that it's ready to go out to the retailers.
This is Will Cooper. I'm with the Smooth Doors Radio Show at the 2017 IPCPR Trade Show. I'm here with Carson Serino of Serino Cigar Company. Now, we were talking about the XX before. That doesn't mean it's a extra big cigar. That's because it's 20 years of your dad in the industry, correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
And your dad is, I mean, he's well-known in industry circles, but maybe you could share with some of our audience what, you know, how your dad built his reputation in there.
Yeah, he built his reputation starting off 20 years ago. He had retail shops. Wanted to get into the manufacturing side. Before that, he was in the video rental company, which he, you know, sold that, fell in love with cigars, started off making just bundles, boxes at, you know, good value to retailers that they could put on the shelf at, you know, a reasonable price rate and still give their customers quality.
That's great. That's great. Yeah. Now he's got his brand with now you on board with him, which I think is wonderful. How's it like working with your dad on a day in and day out basis?
It's good. It's tough at sometimes, you know, family businesses. We butt heads on things. We always find a really good middle ground. The thing I can say about our dynamic is because, you know, I am a cigar geek. I think at things from a very consumer perspective, and he thinks about things from a manufacturer, you know, business perspective. So we always meet in the middle. You know, we have some arguments, but it's a really good partnership we have going on. So,
yeah. See, my son's almost your age, so I know how he feels about me when I have to put him on a project. So I got to be sympathetic there. Now, I've heard that you are a cigar. You love cigars. I mean, what are some of the things that you smoke? You know, or smoked before? Maybe you're smoking Sereno now exclusively. But what do you smoke beforehand? Or what are some of the things that got you into cigars, brand wise?
Brand-wise, the ones that really kind of made me change everything, I really fell in love with the Ilusion brand, that really nice medium profile, just a lot of finesse and charisma to their smokes, and that's what I look at. I love a lot of, I like the Regis Black Label a lot. It's a great cigar. Dominican-wise, I smoke, you know, across the board a lot of Fuente stuff. La Flor has a lot of really good offerings. I mainly smoke my palate. I just like a lot of Nicaraguan tobacco, but it's nice to change it up from time to time. So, yeah, I'm usually sticking with Ilusion, Tatuaje. I think Warp's been putting out some great stuff. and then our stuff. So.
So that's good. You haven't, you know, obviously you have a brand, but you haven't smoked it exclusively, which I think is good. You know what else is out there.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, at the end of the day, I'm a cigar lover, and it comes out to that there's just so many manufacturers making great stuff. I'll never be one of those persons that people that just smoke our own cigars and happy at the end of the day. I love seeing what's out there and experience what all these talented blenders and factories are putting out.
Well, Carson, pleasure speaking to you. Thanks for the support, and best of luck to you at this year's trade show.
Yeah, thank you. It's a pleasure to have me on here, and yeah, thank you.
Appreciate it.